shaila came up a few times recently. People wanted to know if during the 9 days a woman makes a siyum, can one eat meat during the 9 days at a celebration of a siyum made by a woman? So I got this shaila a couple of weeks ago when I happened to, at the very moment I happened to have been sitting with Rav Shechter, so I was able to ask him what he thought about this shaila. I got it again yesterday. It keeps coming up. I'm sure it probably comes up here in Camp Kaylee the second month, right, when the girls are here. So this is the shaila. So Rav Shechter immediately, as soon as we got the shaila, said, that's Rabbi Warman has a tshuva about that. That's the famous tshuva that he wrote to Rebbetzin Lef. So Rabbi Warman's tshuva, I looked it up, is in Chelek Beis of She'eris Yosef. It's a 10-page tshuva. The tshuva that Rabbi Warman has on it, who was Rabbi Warman? It's good to know who Rabbi Warman was. Rabbi Warman was a... well, I mean, the simple way to say it was he was a Rebbe in Hank, but that is not the way to say it. Rabbi Warman was a Gaon Adir. He was an incredible, incredible Talmud Chacham, really, really special Talmud Chacham, and he was bekesher with all the Gedolei Yisrael. His Haskamas and his Svarim were from every Gedolei Yisrael you could possibly imagine, and they were Mechabed him. They wrote Shailos and Tshuvas back and forth with him. He wrote many, many Svarim. So he wrote a few volumes of Shailos and Tshuvas called Shailos and Tshuvas She'eris Yosef. In Chelek Beis of She'eris Yosef Simon Dalid, he discusses this topic. So how do you approach a topic like this? Can you eat meat when a woman makes a siyum? So first you need to figure out, should a woman be learning Torah or should a woman not be learning Torah? Is this something worthy of celebrating when a woman learns Torah? Then his second part of his tshuva is, and he spends a lot of time discussing the basic sources for that. In the second part of his tshuva, Rabbi Warman has a big chiddush la'halacha of how to understand the entire inyan of a woman learning Torah, and he uses that to explain many, many kashas that people ask in a number of different places. And then the third part of his tshuva, he comes back to a siyum and discusses whether a woman's siyum is enough to be matir eating meat during the 9 days. So we'll present Rabbi Warman's approach. Rabbi Shechter thought Rabbi Warman's approach was good, and Rabbi Shechter agreed with Rabbi Warman. La'alacha, so we'll present Rabbi Warman's approach, noting that not all poskim agree. I'm told that Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg strongly disagreed, and he thought it's a davar pashut, that one cannot eat meat at a siyum made by a woman. I'm sure many other poskim never even thought of the question, and had they thought of it, they would have disagreed. But here's the approach that Rabbi Warman has. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halach Yud Gimel, tells us, Isha Shalamda Torah, if a woman learns Torah, Yesh Laschar, she does get reward for learning Torah, but it's not the same schar that a man would get. And that's for a very basic reason, the Rambam explains, because Gadol HaMitzvah V'Yosa Yosa V'Mishena Mitzvah V'Yosa, a man is chayv in Talmud Torah, a woman is pot from Talmud Torah. But if you just have that first part of the Rambam, so the Rambam seems to be very encouraging. Good, let a woman learn Torah. But then the Rambam takes a sharp turn, and he says, even though she gets schar, Tzivu chachamim shelo yelamed adam espito Torah, v'pnei shorov ha'noshemein daitan mechuvanos l'islamed. The chachamim told us that one should not teach his daughter Torah because most of the time their minds are not geared to learn properly and to understand it properly. Elohim motzios divrei Torah l'divrei avai l'fi anios daitan. Because of their feeble understanding, they're going to turn Torah into nonsense. They're not going to understand the depth and profundity of Torah. And therefore, Amru Chachamim, Kol HaMelamed Espito Torah, Ki Lulamda Tiflus. Anyone who teaches his daughter Torah, it's as if he's teaching her immorality, let's say, for lack of a better translation. Bamed Dvarim Amurim, but, says the Rambam, that's only B'tar Shebal Peh. But if one teaches Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to do it, but it's not Ki Lulamda Tiflus. So the Rambam seems to be saying, what can you teach your daughter as far as Torah is concerned? Nothing. Not Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebal Peh. Which is worse? It's much worse to teach Torah Shebal Peh, because that's Ki'ilu Lamda Tiflus. It's Yadua that the Chafetz Chaim already in Likutei Halachos and Maseches Sota and other many, many other Gaonei Olam from the early part of the 20th century modified that last part of the Halacha of not teaching one's daughter Tanakh, and he said that it's just it's an absolute necessity nowadays to keep a daughter, to keep a young lady out of a Jewish school because there's nothing to teach them would be a terrible thing, and our whole the holy Kari Amuna would fall by the wayside. A girl would have no foundation of Emunah Bashem and of understanding of our religion, that it's absolutely critical. It's a pikuach nefesh of Klal Yisrael, that it's absolutely necessary that girls learn, and therefore the Chafetz Chaim says that they should learn Tanakh, they should learn Musar, they should learn Menorah Samar, whatever it is to build up that sense of a proper Ashkafa of what our religion has to offer. Not only does the Chafetz Chaim write this, but Rav Zalman Sorotzkin in his Tshuvas in Maznayim Lemishpat Siman Mem Beis essentially says the same thing as the Chafetz Chaim. He says it's a mitzvah rabbah liyased batei sefer lebanos. It's a great mitzvah to set up schools for daughters so that they can learn emuna tahora, they can learn proper emuna and yediyas haTorah vaMitzvah, and they can know how to be observant Jews. What about Torah Sheval Peh? So it seems from the Chafetz Chaim and from the Zalman Sorotzkin, that's still out. The Torah Sheval Peh is still something that they would not be able to learn. So says Rabbi Warman, yeah, but I've got 10 examples of women throughout history who are great, great experts in Torah Sheval Peh, and we herald them as heroes for being great experts in Torah Sheval Peh. We don't criticize their knowledge of Torah Sheval Peh. We don't say, oh, they're a bunch of feminists, they're doing something wrong. No, we speak very highly of it. Most notably, of course, is Bruria. Good. Okay, someone had to say that. Most notably is Bruria, and he says, he goes through various Mamari Chazal, Psachim Samach Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says about Bruria, she was a Bekia, Begimel Meos Halachos in Hilchus Yuchsin, she knew 300 Halachos in Hilchus Yuchsin. I challenge you to tell me three. She knew 300 Halachos in Hilchus Yuchsin, and the Tosefta in Kalim tells us that she was Machria and the Machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanon. Who do we go to when we have Machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanon? We don't know who to Paskin like. Bruria. Bruria is able to be Machria in such a machlokas, and there are many, many other marmakomos about the greatness of Bruria in learning. Not only that, the Chida in Shem HaGdolim quotes that the Rashbates, who was one of the great poskim, quotes a certain teretz on a halacha question from Rabbanit Achat, from a certain woman, the son of the Sma, quotes two dinim that his mother taught him in the introduction to the Drisha, and these are two chidushim halacha lemaisa. The Tashbetz in Chel Gimel Simenayin Ches quotes a perish on Shas from Harabanit Eishas Harav Rav Yosef Rav Yochanan, and says that she was a melumedes b'Torah b'Talmud Marshal in Simchav Tes. Quotes from his grandmother, who was Tafsi Yeshiva Kamashanim, probably means sat and learned for many, many years. The Sefer Sivuvei Rabbi Psachya Mi Regensburg, I have no idea who that is, was, he says, Kilarosha Yeshiva Be Baghdad, Ach Bas Achas. There was the Rosh Yeshiva in Baghdad had one daughter, Vihi Bekia Be Mikra Be Talmud, Umalamedes Lubachurim, Vihi Segura Be Binyan, Vatalmidim Yibachutz, Venim Raumasa. That she was a great Talmud Chacham, Talmidah Chacham, whatever. And she would close herself off behind the mechitza and teach Torah to young men. The men would come and learn from her from behind the mechitza. And he quotes many other examples, contemporary, Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, the great Evan Ozel, the father-in-law of Rav Aaron Cutler. It's Yadua that he didn't write the Evan Ozel by himself, but he had significant help from his wife in writing the Evan Ozel. She helped with the editing, she helped with the formulating of the ideas, because he was known to not be a fantastic writer, so his wife helped him out with a lot of that. He was also of ill health. His wife helped him out with a lot of that, and to understand the ideas in the Evan Ozel, it's not Stam. You had to be someone who was quite knowledgeable. So and in the Sefer Makar Baruch, the Torah Tamimah's autobiography, he has a whole list of women who are fantastic, extremely knowledgeable in the area of Torah Sheval Peh. So says Rabbi Warman. So what do we do with that? We just write all those people off and say, it's all tiflis, they were all doing the wrong thing. He says it can't be. So many of the Achronim already made the diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam very clearly starts off by saying that a woman who learns Torah gets schar for the mitzvah of learning Torah. And then when he starts going negative on Torah for women, he says, Kala Melamed es Bito Torah, someone who teaches his daughter Torah. That's a significant shift. That a woman who shows interest, who shows that she is interested in learning Torah and willing to dedicate herself to Torah, that's wonderful. Yesh l'schar. But rov nashim, the Rambam says, most of the time, women's minds are not going to be fully geared to be able to dedicate themselves properly or understand properly the limud haTorah, and therefore, any father that thinks that his daughter, when she's a little girl, well is going to be one of those exceptions to the rule, is fooling himself. You don't know that your daughter is going to be an exception to the rule, so don't teach your daughter. But if a woman is self-motivated and is interested in learning, then matovu manoyim, how wonderful that is. And in fact, this is the diuk that's made by a number of achronim, of Chaim David Alevi, chief Sephardic rabbi of Tel Aviv, and Rav Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Cook in the Igros Raya. Also, Michtav Tav Samach Zayin says that if a woman learns on her own, we don't find any sort of isra, and it's already in much earlier achronim. The Prisha and the Tur in Yardei Resh Mem Vav says that if a woman learns on her own, she has shown that she is not part of that rove. How you translate that rove into contemporary times, when women are educated in all sorts of areas and are intellectually accomplished, is a subject for a different time. But that's obviously a topic of conversation. Do we still assume that it's a rove, that rove nashim arein daitan muchavanas? But be that as it may, if a woman shows that she's interested and she's motivated, and that's what the Torah Tamima writes. The Torah Tamima quotes a sefer, Me'ein Ganim, or something like that, in Parshas Ekev, where he says that if a woman shows that she's interested in learning Torah, we should be mechazik her, and we should give her the opportunity, and we should educate her. So it's all about teaching a girl when she's very young, where you don't yet know whether she's part of the rove or not. That's what Chazal frowned upon, but Chazal never frowned upon a woman who shows that she's self-motivated and is interested in learning. So that is Aleph. And if one accepts that, then, and not only that, we also have the Tur has the opposite girsa in terms of the chilik between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. He thinks that, no, what's Kilulim to Tiflis? Torah Shebichsav. Because what does Torah Shebichsav mean? Torah Shebichsav means the psukim without Rashi. Rashi's already Torah Shebalpeh. So it's the psukim without any commentaries. That's much more likely to be motzi the divrei avai, that you're going to take that and assume and misunderstand it. Torah Shebalpeh, adrabah, Torah Shebalpeh will come to a more thorough and proper understanding of Yiddishkeit. So maybe you can start with that as well, as far as Torah Shebalpeh is concerned. And Rabbi Warman, I don't know what year it was that he wrote this tshuva, he says, and I recently heard that the great goner of Yosef Dovber Soloveitchik Shlita was Matir Lemaisa, that he allows women to learn Gemara. I don't think that this is not news to us. This is something that many decades ago, Rav Soloveitchik came out with this psak, and he allowed, he set up the system in Maimonides where the women learned pretty much the same curriculum as the boys, and in Stern College, he gave the opening Gemara shir in Stern College. I think that he encouraged Rabbi Willig to give that Gemara shir. Rabbi Willig in recent years has changed his tune on women learning Gemara. He thinks it's taken the wrong turn. But initially he was the one, the Magid Shir in Stern College, at the encouragement of the Rav to teach women Talmud. So they're not chayavos in Talmud Torah, but there would be nothing, no iser, if a woman is interested in learning Torah. So says Rabbi Warman, next step, okay, but if a woman's making a siyum, it should be celebrating some mitzvah. Does she have any mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So he quotes the Beis Halevi, that the Beis Halevi writes in a couple of places in Siman Vav, and the Tshuva is also Nakdama, that women do not have an inherent mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's Yadua, the Rama writes in Yardei Reish Mem Vav, that a woman, of course, has to learn the halachos and anogea to women. A woman has to learn Hilchos Kashrus. Why? Because she has to keep kosher. A woman has to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Because she has to keep Shabbos. She has to be Orthodox. How is she going to be Orthodox if she doesn't learn the halachos? So it says the Beis Halevi, yeah, but when she learns Hilchos Shabbos, when she learns Hilchos Kashrus, she's not being Mekayim Talmud Torah, she's being Mekayim a Hechsher Mitzvah of Kashrus and Shabbos. But it's not really a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That is the Beis Halevi. Says Rabbi Warman, Lulei d'mistafina, I would say differently than the Beis Halevi. If not that I were afraid, I would suggest the following chiddush, and it is a whopper of a chiddush. He suggests the following. There are two different psukim that teach us a requirement to learn Torah. There's a possibly matam es b'neichem, and that's where the Gemara darshan's b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, and anyone who's not, you're not chayiv to teach, is not chayiv to learn on their own. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin Chavtes from the possibly matam es b'neichem. He says that is the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. That mitzvah is the mitzvah that is incumbent upon us every single spare moment that we have to learn Torah. But then there is another mitzvah. V'shinantam levanecha. V'shinantam means shiudivrei Torah mechudadim beficha. This is not a mitzvah of liman haTorah. This is a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah, of knowing the Torah. And when one learns in order to amass knowledge, in order to be able to know the Torah, in order to be able to know the halacha, he says that women are never excluded from. We never find a drasha that excludes women from yediyas haTorah. So unlike the Beis Halevi, he says, when a woman learns Torah, is there an inherent mitzvah of learning Torah? Yes, but not limud haTorah, rather yediyas haTorah is being fulfilled. And he says that explains why all the achronim are bothered. How could women say birchas haTorah? They're not chayiv in the mitzvahs. How could they say birchas haTorah? According to the Beis Halevi, they're not doing a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Oh, but they're doing a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah. It also explains why the Gemara in Sota says that women don't have the zchus of Torah to protect them from the Mei Sota. So Nashim Bamez Achyan, it must be that the Gemara understood that Limud HaTorah is the only zchus that's going to protect them, not Yediyas HaTorah. And that's why the Gemara has to reach to find how do women have a handle on the zchus of Limud HaTorah. Oh, that's by helping their husbands. But Yediyas HaTorah they have inherently. He says that's the explanation of the Gemara Chagiga Dav Gimel when we talk about Hakel. Everyone comes. Anashim, Nashim, Taf. Why does everyone come? Anashim, men come, Lilmod. Nashim, what does it say? Anyone know? Nashim, Lishmoa. What's the difference between Lilmod and Lishma? Taf litein schar lemeviyehen. What's the difference between Lilmod versus Lishmoa? Lilmod is limud haTorah. Lishmoa is to hear what I don't know. Yediyas haTorah. To gain a sense of Yediyas haTorah. So a whopper of a chiddush. And Rabbi Warman says, I wasn't sure, so I hitzati ezel lefnei moriv rabbi agona adir morenu harav rabbi Eliezer Zilber Zatzal. He says, I brought this chiddush to Rav Lezer Zilber, also one of the Gaone Olam that many people in our generation are unfortunately not familiar with because they didn't have popular Svarim, but Rav Lezer Silver was a Gaon Adir, and Rav Lezer Silver said that Hadvarim Nechonim Heim, that it's correct, that what you're saying is correct. And he said that's also why, when the Gemara Megillah has to talk about why it is that we don't give women Aliyos LaTorah, so it says because of Kavod HaTzibur. What about the fact that Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's Talmud Torah Barabim, when women aren't included in Talmud Torah at all. Shouldn't that be enough of a reason that they shouldn't get an Aliyah LaTorah? So he says, no, because they are included in Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, as far as Yediyas HaTorah is concerned. So that is the suggestion that Rabbi Warman has. Now, based on that suggestion, he also says that you can understand why the Gemara tells us that we're Mevatlan Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah. So all the Achronim ask, Mevatlan Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah itself is Talmud Torah. He said, no, because if you already know the story, then there's no Yediyas HaTorah. So it's not a bittul of your Limud HaTorah, but it's a bittul of your Yediyas HaTorah if you could be studying something you don't yet know and you're going and hearing the Megillah. So that's Mevatlan Talmud Torah for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Now, based on that, now that we have, if one were to accept that understanding, so let's bring it back to a woman making a Siyum. Why is it that Siyum is a celebration that's worthy of eating meat during the 9 days? And this is in Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, that a person is allowed to rely on a Siyum Masechta. I think the Rama writes, yeah, in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Si'if Yud, the Rama writes that the Siyum Masechta, Susuda Seiris, in Ochlim Basar V'Shos N'Yayim, Kol HaShayachim L'Suda. Anyone who's Shayach to the Suda is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. But you have to be Shayach to the Suda. I get calls all the time. Can I just call in to someone Siyum? You're not Shayach to the Suda. You're calling in. That's not a Shayach to the Suda. A Shayach to the Suda means that you're sitting and having a Suda with the person that you're celebrating together with them. But anyway, so why is it that a Siyum is a celebration? So he quotes two primary sources. Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesam Beis Amar Abaye Teisli Diki Chazina Tzurbim Terabanan The Shalom Mesichta Avin Yamatov the Rabbanan. When I see it's Surbim Rabbanan, that's Messiah and Mesechta, I make a party for the Rabbanan. And also Medrash and Shirashirim Rabbah, Mikan Sha'osim Su'uda Legamra Shel Torah, that we make a Su'uda for the completion of Torah. And Afkamina between those two sources is Abaye says, when I see someone who finishes a Mesechta, as opposed to Gamra Shel Torah. So the post can discuss, what if you finish Mesil Sisharim? What if you finish some other Sefer? It's not a Mesechta. So generally, poskim are mekel on things like that. Legumra shel Torah, we're mekel on. Why are we mekel? Because the idea of a siyum is really best expressed and most commonly expressed through the Rashbam and Babasra Kufchav Aleph Amud Beis, where the Rashbam writes that that when they finished bringing the Atzei Ma'aracha, they would make a party for Gamra Shel Nitzra, and he says that's the idea of a Siyum. Now, bringing the Atzei Ma'aracha has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. Bringing the Atzei Ma'aracha means that they, in order to run a Beis HaMikdash, you definitely need a lot of wood, because you're making a lot of fires. So they would finally bring all the wood that was necessary for that year. So they finished that mitzvah upon completion of a mitzvah that they would do, which, by the way, is also the source for why we rely on collective siyumim during the 9 days. This guy learns one mesechta, that guy learns one of Mishnayos, and together they finish the Seder of Mishnayos. And we make a siyum, but no one finished anything. You know, each person just learned a couple of Mishnayos, because by the Atzei Ma'aracha, it wasn't one person bringing it all either. But it's a completion of the mitzvah itself, the completion of the mitzvah, even if it's done collectively, we tend to be mekel on that issue. So says Rabbi Warman, as long as it's a mitzvah that's been completed, and it's not just a hechsher mitzvah, if you view it as an actual mitzvah that's been completed, it is worthy of a siyum, and that siyum is every bit of siyum that any other siyum would be. So he says, if you accept my chiddush that a woman has a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah, and that's an actual form of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when she finishes a mesechta, so that would be something that would be worthy of making a siyum no different than the Atzei Ma'aracha. L'chora, it would emerge that it would be necessary for her to have a yediya of that mesechta. A lot of times when guys make a siyum, they have no idea what they read, but they did read all the words. They spent a lot of moments in Talmud Torah. So yeah, okay, maybe you can celebrate all those moments of Talmud Torah if you got through all the words. But you have to actually know what you read. You have to have enhanced your yediyas haTorah if you're relying on this idea. My friend Rabbi Yehuda Balzin pointed out that l'chora, from the fact that we rely on collective siyumim, it shows that we're not celebrating the individual accomplishment of the siyum. We're celebrating the Kavadat Torah in its own right. And if that's the case, it would make sense that a woman could celebrate a siyum even without this entire vart, because it's about the Torah being learned. It's not about my learning of the Torah. It's not about who was learning the Torah. So therefore, Rabbi Warman concludes that one can eat meat at a siyum made by a woman. Rav Shechter agreed, the halacha, that if a woman makes a siyum, assuming that it's she's motivated and interested, the Shem Shemayim, and learning Torah, it's a wonderful thing, and a person is allowed to eat meat at such a siyum. Like I said before, Rabbi Scheinberg, Zichrono Livracha, apparently vehemently disagreed. It must be printed somewhere. I just don't have access to the Mar Makomos right now. Rabbi Warman just concludes by saying that in general, Ashrei l'dor shezachal anashim tzidkanios ke'elu she'oskos b'Torah ba'avoda b'shkeda rabba. He says that we shouldn't look askance at more Torah learning. When there's more Torah learning, halavai, there should be more Torah learning in every generation, and we should be encouraging of more Torah learning instead of growing cynical about types of Torah learning that maybe we're uncomfortable with. We should be excited about more Torah learning. That's an ultimate Kavadat Torah. So that's what he suggests. I asked Rav Shechter if it's really just about the Kavadat Torah. We didn't go through this whole shtickle with the Yediyas HaTorah, but if it's really just about the Kavadat Torah, the Torah being learned, not about the person learning the Torah, if a non-Jew made a siyum, would you be able to eat meat at such a siyum? He said, no, that's Torah Tzivlan and Marasha Kilis Yaakov Altikrim Marasha El Marasa. That's Mamash and Isser. You know, the non-Jew is not allowed to be learning Torah. That certainly would not be worthy of celebration. I think most of the postmen are mekel with a child who makes a siyum, but that you can understand. There's much more of a reason to be mekel with a child, because that's the ikar liman haTorah, is to be able to teach your children Torah. That's, and ultimately he's going to become a bar chiyuv. But the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, talks about, in the very first halacha, talks about the chiyuv to teach your child Torah. When does he start to discuss learning Torah yourself? Halacha ches. Takes a lot of chess when you get to your own learning Torah. It's all about teaching the children Torah. So that l'chora would also be a valid enough reason to make a siyum and to eat meat. Again, provided that you're shy to the Suda. Rabbi Warman does add, I forgot, he does add that if a woman is making a siyum, it's midarke at sneus, that she should only invite family members and it shouldn't be like this major public event. He says, I leave that to Gedolei Torah to figure out what the exact gedarim are going to be. But this is the chiddush that he has. That he believes in. Okay. Well, that